Welcome back to TRP.
Hi, a warm welcome back to the Ross Lair podcast. I apologize for not being as busy lately as I should have been. I was away on holidays in Australia, and I shall do a piece on that very shortly. But last week, I heard of the sinking of the Russian flagship, the Moskva, in the Black Sea. The Russians claimed it was a fire on board that set the munitions alight and caused the explosions and the sinking of the vessel. The Ukrainians claimed it was hit by two missiles. It was a huge blow to the naval war being fought out in the Black Sea to try and conquer the port of Odessa. Not only that, it was a demoralizing blow to the pride of the Russian Navy. And in all likelihood, this may have spared the city of Odessa the bombardment and destruction that was metered out to Mariupol. Believe it or not, the Irish once sank a flagship of the British fleet, the Great Lewis. And it happened in the Battle for Duncannon on the Wexford side of the Waterford estuary. At the time, the fort was under attack by Irish rebels who had laid siege to it. As the port was so strategically important to the British, who feared the French or the Spanish might sail into Waterford unopposed and take the port, they dispatched four ships to ensure it remained in British hands. They were the flagship, the Great Lewis, under the command of Captain Swanley. The others were the Madeline, the Mayfair, and the Elizabeth. The Irish rebels had the advantage of the high ground and overlooked the ships below them in the bay. On the night of the 22nd of January, they moved their artillery forward, and on the 23rd, as dawn broke, they commenced firing on the fleet, who soon realized they were in great danger. But the wind and the tide were unfavorable, and they could not make a hasty retreat, and in the ensuing fire, the Great Lewis was severely damaged. Having lost its main mast, the Great Lewis drifted downstream, and on the 26th, she eventually went down in the estuary. The existence of a wreck has been known to the local fishermen of Passage East and Duncannon for years. It lies less than 30 feet below the surface, but it was not until 1999 that the wreck was identified as that of the Great Lewis. It seems that the cannon found aboard or embedded in the silted estuary were what brought this fantastic find to the interest of historians and archaeologists, and later the widespread public. In maritime history, it would be on par with the discovery of the Mary Rose in 1965 in the Solent. Fewer than 40 of the 700 men aboard that ship survived the sinking, as it sank in July 1546, exactly 100 years before the Great Lewis. The Mary Rose was intended to be the flagship of Henry VIII's fleet. In October 1982, 437 years after the tragedy, over 6 million people worldwide watched the raising of the Mary Rose live on television. Today, the ship remains on display in Portsmouth's historic dockyard in the Mary Rose Museum, along with hundreds of artifacts recovered from the ship, and is the only ship of her kind on display anywhere in the world. But let's get back to the Great Lewis, the flagship of Cromwell's Parliamentary Navy. The ship's hull is said to be lying in silt almost up to the gunwales, but it is believed to be in remarkably good condition. Dorcas, the Irish Department of Heritage, quickly put a protection order on the ship. Though there has been some official dives, Dorcas say they have yet to find any treasure and will not be able to fully examine the vessel till funds become available. The wreck is protected by the law, and dives to try and access the vessel without a Dorcas license will result in prosecution. Dorcas later made a statement claiming the ship's cannon indicated it was indeed a 17th century vessel, and its position and age indicate it is the Great Lewis, which was part of the anti-Confederate fleet under Cromwell, sent to relieve the garrison at Duncannon in 1645. They claim their main objective now is to ensure that the largest portion of the ship, which is still intact, is preserved. But the whereabouts of this highly significant wreck has been known for almost a quarter of a century now, and nothing has been done to raise it from the seabed. Waiting will not make salvaging the ship any cheaper. Indeed, if the truth be known, the cost of raising it could double, if not triple, year by year. And what's more important is the ship's hull will deteriorate. It has already been a quarter of a century since its discovery. How long more are they going to wait? I know everybody will shout at me and say it costs money to oversee such a delicate operation, and I appreciate that. But think of the work that could be created locally. Think of the employment on the construction of a proper maritime museum. Think of the television rights worldwide as the ship is raised. Think of the tourism it would create for the sunny southeast. And think of our great-grandchildren's heritage. There is a cheaper solution, of course, to this problem. They could simply do nothing. Let Cromwell's ship rot in its watery grave. Let the sands of time obliterate it from our memory. The old adage comes to mind, let sleeping dogs lie. If that is what this country wants, then so be it. If not, don't you think it's about time we all started barking?
Keep on listening to TRP.